Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Originally, the six darshans were departments of study in a unified understanding of the Veda, comparable to the faculties of a modern university. But with the onset of Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel, the scholars of the darshans became divided and contentious. Some even misrepresented Vedic philosophy for their own selfish ends. For instance, Karma Mimamsa, which by 500 BC had become the foremost philosophy of the Brahmana class, was misused by bloodthirsty priests to justify the mass slaughter of animals in Vedic sacrifice. But the unexpected rise of a non-Vedic religion challenged the power of Karma Mimamsa. This new religion was Buddhism. By 250 BC, the influence of Karma Mimamsa and other darshans had weakened considerably. When King Ashoka instituted the Buddhist doctrine as the state philosophy of his empire, many Brahmanas abandoned Vedic scholarship to learn and teach Nastika concepts of ahimsa, nonviolence, and shunyata, voidism. Buddhism, in its turn, was eclipsed by the teachings of the Vedanta Shankara, who revived the Vedic culture all over India in the 7th century after Christ. But Shankara's special formulation of Vedanta was itself influenced by Buddhism and is not truly representative of the original Vedanta Darshan taught by Vyas. The last chapter will take up this in greater detail. Because technically speaking, then Shankara's philosophy is Buddhism, but it's basing its principle on the Vedic culture, on the Vedic scriptures, that the Buddhism itself, then being Gnostic, it doesn't find its basis in the Veda. It's not proving itself by the Veda. It's proving itself on its own. Well, then Shankara then uses the same philosophy, but then establishes it on the Vedic literature. So he uses Vedanta. Because Vedanta can... The problem is Karma Mimamsa was defeated by Buddhism, but you don't want Karma Mimamsa to come back, so you have to use something higher than Karma Mimamsa to defeat it. So therefore he's using the Vedanta. So because the Karma Mimamsa then being part of karma then wouldn't be attractive to the Buddhists, because the Buddhists are working on the platform of Gyan, where the idea is that if the soul is destroyed, then you'll be happy. Right? If you destroy yourself, then you'll be happy. But how will you know if you're happy, because you're not there? So whatever, that minor detail seems to be overlooked. But in any case, so he used that. But the difference is that he does establish the soul, while Buddhism doesn't have a soul. Right? So he establishes the soul and establishes the Vedic literature and culture. So everything's in place now, that all you have to do is reestablish the Supreme Personality of Godhead and bring it back to the Vaishnava position. Does that make sense? But technically speaking, it doesn't have a different conclusion than Buddhism. Right? It means you extinguish existence, so you know, whether you merge in the light or just, you know, you turn the lights out, it's not really, you can't call that a great difference. You know what I'm saying? And either way, you know, there's nothing there. Does that make sense? After Shankara, Vedanta was refined by schools of great teachers, acharyas, like Ramanuja and Madhva, having shed the baggage of Shankara's crypto-Buddhism. Vedanta philosophers soared to heights of dialectical sophistication that has been much appreciated by many Western intellectuals. It is through the dialectics of the major schools, sampradayas of Vedanta, that students can best observe the six systems of Vedic philosophy in action. In dialectical Vedanta, arguments are taken from Nyaya, Vaisheshika, etc. 2, 1, demonstrate the Vedanta is the most comprehensive of all the darshans, and 2, to clarify the points of controversy that arise between the different schools of Vedanta itself. Vedantic dialectics are represented by the bhashyas, commentaries of the acharyas, and tikas, sub-commentaries of their disciples. All possible philosophical positions, including some bearing remarkable resemblance to ideas of European philosophers, are therein proposed, analyzed, and refuted.
So then, within the explanation of Vedanta in their own presentations or commentaries, sub-commentaries, that they deal with all the darshans. One is, if you just present only your philosophy, then that's very nice. But then you're just establishing it as a philosophy. But if you deal with all the other philosophies and show its superiority, then you're establishing it as the philosophy. You understand the difference? Yes? What's over there that's so... What's happening over there? Something's happening there. Yes? No. So, is it A or the? The. And you? The. Okay. So... Yes, so then through this, then they establish everything, and then they also give sub-branches of these philosophies. There'll be so many sub-branches. And then from those, we see many of them, the Western scholars, it resembles the Western.